following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Picture the modern American family of 1968 gathered around its new and mammoth for the time 23-inch Zenith or Admiral color television set. That year, only 24% of the homes in the U.S. had color TV, but the shows were reflecting a country at a crossroads. Laugh-In and the Doris Day Show at one end of the dial, and at the other, the Mod Squad and Julia. If you were in front of your probably wood-veneered console at that time, maybe you also caught the Pete and Keeley reunion special.
It's us again. It's not Frank or Bing or Perry.
It is not Madame Du Barry.
We're not Robin's little band of merry men. You'll pardon all the fuss. It's us again.
If you don't remember it, don't panic. That's because it didn't really happen. But it's about to for a month-long run at Quality Hill Playhouse, which is staging the fictitious variety special as if Pete and Keeley really existed. Quality Hill's executive director, Kent Barnhart, compares and contrasts Pete and Keeley with who might have been their competition.
In the late 60s, you had no one doing the Pete and Keeley kind of variety show anymore. It was I Got You, Babe, and new music like Sonny and Cher, but they weren't singing standards anymore. Or you had them on the Carol Burnett Show making fun of them. So Pete and Keeley are about 5 years too late. I don't think they necessarily are over their prime, but the style is just a little bit too late.
Quality Hill regulars Tim Scott and Molly Hammer, who play the show's title characters, explain that Pete and Keeley had a big career as a team, a la, say, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, but post-divorce court were less stellar as soloists.
Pete and Keeley, a la Sonny and Cher, were married for a while. They made it big together. They split up, tried solo careers, but the magic wasn't there unless they were together. So our show takes place. It's a reunion special on television, their first time back together in several years, and so they kind of hit all their musical highlights.
She's a little bit of a mess. She's all ego. She's very wrapped up in her own ego and kind of can't see past it a lot of times, which is where a lot of the problems in her and Pete's relationship came in to play.
With the success of Mad Men and those kind of genre period pieces, the era is kind of trendy, and I don't want to use the word relevant, but it's kind of hip again.
Though the current season of Mad Men is unfolding in 1966, the two shows' retro appeal nicely overlap, the olives in each other's martinis. That swanky supper club era of the 60s is hot again and trending younger than you'd think. Kent Barnhart cites as an example Marilyn May's recent show at Feinstein's in New York.
What I want to do is make this kind of music from this show, but everything we do, Kendra Nibb, Rodgers and Hart, Noel Coward, all of that, as cool and as hip as it is in New York right now. When I saw Marilyn May at Feinstein's, I was the oldest person there. I'm serious. It was all young, hip kids wanting to be in on this new thing.
While Pete and Keeley's careers may have cooled after their reunion special, Marilyn May continues to sizzle and returns to Quality Hill Playhouse for 12 shows this fall. Steve Walker, KCUR News.